Sybil, our hero from the Olympics, is on the phone. Say hello to Coach George Williams of St. Augustine's University, athletic director and head track and field coach. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Tom, Sybil, and first of all, I would like to thank you for recognizing the athletes and the coaches who have represented HBCU schools during the 2016 Rio Summer Olympic Games. HBCUs, have been representing the Olympics for years and years, but it's rare, very rare, that we get this kind of recognition, because when I got back from Rio, my phone rang off the hook. And, I don't know what you guys said about me, but boy, my name is good George stuff. Williams out there now. Stuff.
Yes, we did. We blew you up. I love HBCUs and I love Black history. I do it every day on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, but I did not know your story, George Pup Williams. And Sybil watched the Rio games from start to finish. Did NBC do a package on him?
No, it wasn't. They did discuss you, Coach, but it wasn't a real package. And I just happened upon the stories about you as we were going back talking about it, because Tom started talking, Coach, about how HBCUs were represented at the Olympics. And then the stories just kind of, I kept falling into stories with your name mentioned and all of the influence and the number of athletes that you have sent to the Olympics and your
Coach,
own involvement.
Coach, will you give us the short version of your story?
Version is that in 1976, Dr. Wally Davis walked up to me and asked me would I be the Olympic coach. The coach at St. Augustine's University. And I said, my forte is basketball, because I was an all CIAA basketball player. I'm the guy that held Earl the Pearl to 6 points.
We didn't know that part either. Yeah. You held the Pearl to 6 points?
Ask Pearl about it. I kept pulling his pants down. He got a little upset. We had two officials at that time.
He couldn't see you pull his pants.
Yeah, every time he spin, I pull his pants down, so we had a good time. And we talked about that at the CIAA basketball tournament last year. And once I got the job, first thing I went to was Dr. Leroy Walker, who's been having track student athletes in the Olympics, like Lee Calhoun, and he mentored Bob Hayes, Larry Black, and Ed Robertson. And then he also helped with Evan Moses and all these great people. I'm saying, well, how do you do track and field? So he gave me a book to read on biomechanics and technique, because he's one of the first blacks to have a PhD in biomechanics and technique from New York University. And he's a graduate of Benedict. And so I said, wow, this is great. And so I got into it, and, took about 2 or 3 years for the light to come on. You know how we are, guys. Wow. Our lights don't shine right away.
And tell me about it.
And how many Olympics have you been coaching the American team?
Over 39 to 40 Olympians. Some of them from different countries, but they are Olympians, and a couple of them won gold and silver.
Coach, you have students not just, your students come from a lot of the Caribbean countries and Africa as well, right?
Right, yeah. And once they find out about me, I get calls from everybody and every student. Would you train my kids? Could they come to your university? Because most of these students started going to the majority colleges because the fact that, they get the best that money can buy, and we can't buy too much at the HBCU.
So what is the art of making someone fast faster?
Well, you don't make anybody, you make them quicker. It's all about training. It's all about the relationship. And just like to say, no coach can make anybody fast. You have to come with the genes and come with the quality of being fast, but you can make them, you can develop them into being great. And so I learned that from Dr. Walker, because he said that if I was a great coach and make people run faster, like my daughter would be the first All-American world-class sprinter, but she ended up being a PhD scientist.
Just fast with the numbers in some form or fashion.
Fast. Right.
has anyone talked about doing a movie about your career?
That's what I want.
Well, Tom, you just find out about me. A lot of people don't even know about me. Don't even know that that, you know, in the track world, a lot of people know, especially in the
Your story's amazing.
That would be a great movie.
If they did do a movie, what would you like it to be called?
Okay, you see the glory, but let me tell you the story.
All right.
And who would you like to play you?
Huh?
Who would you like to play you?
Who do you look like?
I see the guy on the commercial.
Sam Jackson?
Sam, my man.
You curse that much?
That's one way to get some black folks to run. You got to cuss some people
you
out.
You got to cuss some runners.
I know you cuss.
Right.
You are a delight.
He has won.
That's a great movie. That would make a great movie.
Check this out. He has won 38 NCAA Division II national championships at St. Augustine's. It is the most NCAA track and field championships of any college coach, regardless of division.
That's the way it goes, you know. And
over 39 Olympians he's coached.
Right.
This was your 40th year.
A good job too, you know. Like to say, when you say glory and story, you got a big story too. You know that. You know. Mm. Matter of fact, a partner of mine, Larry Jimerson, told me one day that
you know Larry Jimerson
very well. To tell you, the bench is no longer there. Okay.
Is that the ignorant bench?
All right.
And Larry Jimerson was a track star
at Tuskegee.
At Tuskegee, out of Birmingham, and instead of wearing a regular jersey, he wore multicolored T-shirts.
Nice.
Yeah, Larry.
I love you guys, and thank you for giving these athletes and coaches their due.
Thank you.
I hope it keeps going because the fact that...
What a good story.
You're the man.
You really are. Congratulations on all your great work. God bless you.
And Jay Anthony, they told me to tell you, you got it right. We graduate 95% of students. You might be fast, but you got to go to class.
Oh, they told you that part too, huh?
Okay.
He graduates 95% of his track stars.
Right.
Awesome.
You got to be fast, but you
got to. Your ass got to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, sir. Wow. To George Williams.